Gemara Masechta Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph teaches us a sugya of Shuma Hadar. The halacha is that under certain circumstances, Beis Din goes and removes from a loiva his assets if he doesn't have the ability to pay what he owes to the malva. So if he can't pay the amount that he owes, the halacha is we remove his assets from him, his property. The question that comes up is if Baruch Hashem, he's able to ultimately return what he owes. Does he get back those assets or not? So the Gemara quotes a story of a who gaver de akbid kipa gaber chaveri. There was somebody who left earrings with his friend. And then Amale havli kipi. The person who left those earrings by the Shomer asked him to return those earrings. Amale, so the Shomer says, Lo yadana heches fina, I just don't know where I put them. Osel kamed Rav Nachman. So they came to Rav Nachman, Amale, and he said, Kol lo yadana. It's not a good excuse saying that you don't know where you put them. It's considered a pshia and zliv shalim. And go pay the value of the earrings. Lo shalim. So he didn't pay. Ozel Rav Nachman, Agbe lapan demine. So because he didn't pay what he was supposed to pay, they removed him from his mansion. They gave the person who owned those earrings the Shomer's mansion. Ultimately, he found the earrings, but they had become more valuable. Amrav Nachman, Hadri Kipil Marayu, give the earrings back to their owner, Afadan Lamorum, and give him back his home. Amrav Rava, Havi Sivna Kamed Rav Nachman. So Rava says, I was sitting in front of Rav Nachman when this question came up in the Beis Din. Upirkin Hamafkid Hava, and we were learning Perik Hamafkid. Ramle Shlim. And he asked him, didn't we learn in our Mishnah that if the Shomer, who was watching someone else's object, and the object got stolen, and let's say he's a Shomer Chinam, so he's not Chai for Geneva. All he needs to do is swear that the object was stolen, and he's off the hook. So as our parrot begins, if the Shomer, not wanting to swear, says, you know what, instead of swearing, I'll pay. Shilin v'le rotzul shavi, he was willing to pay and not swear. V'le hadale, and I won't, so we see that if he takes on that responsibility, and then the ganef is found, he, the Shomer, gets the kefil. So shouldn't the same halach apply here? That if the person who paid by giving up his mansion now has those earrings, the Shomer should now be able to keep those earrings even though they're more valuable. Why is the halacha, says the Gemara, that he has to return those earrings? Says the Gemara, V'loi hadalei. Rav Nachman didn't give me an answer to this question. Says the Gemara, V'shaper of V'loi hadalei. It was good that he didn't answer. My tama, why? In the case of our Mishnah, the Shomer, instead of going to Beis Din, chose to pay. And by choosing to pay instead of going to Beis Din, he did the right thing. He did something voluntarily that he wasn't obligated to do. And because he voluntarily did something that he wasn't obligated to do, Chazal said, that if there ultimately will be a payment of kefil, that payment of kefil will go to you. However, in our Gemara, Hoch atrichina lebedina, he forced Beis Din to get involved. So he doesn't deserve to get the increased value of those earrings. But what do we see from here, suggests the Gemara? Lememr, the Sover of Nachman, Shuma Hadr. If not for this unique situation, where the person got Beis Din involved, we really should not have gotten Beis Din involved. The halacha indeed would be, it seems, that if something is removed from the loiva, if property is removed from the loiva in order to satisfy the malva's claims, and then Baruch Hashem, the loiva has the ability to pay back, the halacha, it seems, would be that he does get back the claim. So why over here should we not say, that the halacha is that he gets back his mansion and he gets back his earrings? Answers the Gemara, Shani Hassan, the Shuma Betach, Havadakahavad, keeping me kara. You can't bring a raya from that story to the regular story. Why can't you bring a raya? In the case of a malva and a loiva, so the malva, the loiva couldn't pay what he owed, and we take away his property from him, and that is a question: if he can pay, does he get back his property? But in a situation where, like Al Gemara, it wasn't that he should have lost his home. There was a mistake. He had those earrings. He just couldn't find them. And therefore, if he would have known where the earrings are, he would have given the earrings and nothing would have happened. So the entire removal of the earring was a mistake. And therefore, we can't bring a raya from that story to our story. So before we go in Mitzvah Shem in our next shiur to discuss the halacha of Shuma Hadr, or Shuma Life Hadr, let's spend a moment discussing this halacha. Al Gemara seems to say that at the beginning of the sugya that we just quoted, that if somebody made a mistake, somebody forgot where he put the earrings, it's not considered an onus, it's considered a pshia. And therefore, if he couldn't find the earrings, he's going to be responsible as a pesheya, which, as we learn in our perek, all shomrim are responsible when they're a pesheya. It's not considered an onus. So now the question is, that comes up, is let's say somebody forgot to daven. It comes up particularly in the winter, where the time for davening mincha is very short, and he forgot to daven mincha. And we know the halacha is that if somebody forgot to if somebody misses a tefillah, ba'oinus, he can make it up with the next tefillah. So somebody ba'oinus didn't daven mincha, he can make it up by davening two Shmona Esrei by Ma'ariv. Is this individual who forgot to daven mincha considered a oinus or pesheya? Magen Avrom in Simen Kuf Ches Sif Yud Aleph considers such a person a oinus. It's interesting that the same Magen Avrom in Hechel's Erev Tavshilin says in Simen Tuf Kof Chav Zayin Sif Kotten Vov, quoting the Mishal, the halacha is that when Yontif is Friday and then we have Shabbos the day after, in order to be able to cook and light candles for Shabbos, and one has to put down an Erev Tavshilin. If somebody didn't put down an Erev Tavshilin, there's a halachas, if he did it ba'oynes, if he did it b'mezid. And the Magen Avrom, quoting the Mashal, says that if somebody forgot to put down an Erev because he's just lazy, I'll do it later, he's considered a pesheya. And even if the Rav, when he puts down the Erev, had in mind that the Erev Tavshilin that he's placing should work for the entire city, it's not, he can't rely on that Erev. If, however, he really forgot, honestly, he could rely on the Rav's Erev. So, what's the halacha here? So I saw regarding tefillah. So, the Paiskim seem to say that we're going to have to see why he forgot to daven. If he forgot to daven, because he had in mind to daven, just he got occupied with different situation, so there the halacha will be that he will be allowed to make up the tefillah, even though it was shochach. But if he forgot because he was lazy, for example, he said, I have time. I'm not going to bother going to shul. That may be considered a pshia based on the way we learn our sugya, and he maybe won't have the opportunity to make up the tefillah. So this question, this sugya, opens itself up, I saw, to another interesting shaila that the Sefer Mishpatei HaTorah discusses. There was somebody who left a suit by a cleaner. He left his suit by the cleaner, and the cleaner, when he came to pick up his suit, had the pants, but he couldn't find the jacket. So the cleaner went and paid the customer for the value of the jacket. Now, obviously, the value of the jacket is not that high for a number of reasons. Number one, it's only a jacket. It's not a whole suit. Number two, it's not a new jacket. So whatever it was worth, that's what he paid. This customer then went and bought another suit, a new suit, took the money that he got, and bought a new suit. After a while, the cleaner found the suit. He found the suit. And he now found the jacket. He wants to give back the jacket and get back his money, based on our Gemara, on Shuma Hadar, that he should get back his jacket, and he'll give him back the money, and give me back my money, and I'll give you the jacket. So the Sefer Mishpatei HaTorah has a significant discussion about this issue. First of all, he goes into a discussion. How does the halacha look at this whole situation? How does the halacha look at the shomer, or in our case, the cleaner, owning the jacket or not? So he says it's actually a machloikus rishonim. Some Rishonim seem to take the approach that when the cleaner, in our example, or the Shomer, in the example of our Mishnah, at the beginning of our Perek, pays, he becomes the owner of this object, the cleaner becomes the owner of the jacket, or some say that he doesn't become the full-fledged owner. If we say that by paying for the jacket, he becomes the owner of the jacket. So now I could say, the customer could say to the cleaner, this jacket is yours, I'm not interested in the jacket anymore, and I'm gonna keep the money. If he, on the other hand, says, we don't say that he becomes the owner of the jacket, so now perhaps the cleaner should be able to demand of the customer, take back your jacket and give me back my money. And this is a big machloikus rishonim. Rashi, Rabbeinu Chananel, Durmach, the Tor, and Choshe Mishpat Simon, Kuf Gimel, all of the of the opinion that the cleaner, in our example, becomes the owner of the jacket. However, the Ramban, and it seems that the Shulchan Aruch in Siman, in Chashem Mishpat Siman Kuf Gimel Sif Yud Aleph, hold that it's not that the cleaner or the shomer becomes the owner of the jacket. So since there's a shaila in halacha, whenever we have such a shaila, so we status quo, hamotzi mechaveroi, all of haraya, and the owner, the customer could say, I have no need for the jacket. That is the halacha. However, there's also a concept which comes up often in the sugyas that we're learning, particularly here in Masechta Bava Metzia. It's a concept that came up many times in the previous parak Eilim Metzias, and that is the concept of Lefnim Meshuras Hadin. So let's think about this situation. The cleaner doesn't have much that he could do with the jacket. First of all, it's not his jacket, it's not his size. He doesn't need this jacket. Moreover, as we said at the beginning of this discussion, the customer did take back his pants. So the customer has the pants that are the match of this jacket. And now if he'll buy back the jacket, he'll have a full suit. The cleaner holding this jacket, then the halacha is the cleaner holding onto the jacket doesn't have much use. And Lufnim Meshuras Hadin tells us that he should give back the value of the jacket and take back the jacket, and the cleaner should get back the money. And in general, as we speak about this concept of Lufnim Meshuras Hadin, I think it's worth noting a tremendous vort that I saw from the Ben Yehoyada. At the end of our previous parak, the Gemara said that the halacha is evidosoy kaidemus lavedus of a rabbi. As much as the halacha discussed, that a person, does Avedis Ovav come first? Does Avedis Rabbi come first? We had significant discussions about that shaila in the previous parak. As much as we had those significant discussion in the previous parak, the halacha still remains that Avedosoi, your Aveda, Kaidems look Avedis Ovav Avedis Rabbi. Your Aveda always comes first. So the Ben Yoyada says a tremendous, but the Gemara also always teaches us, as we just said, to try and go with Lufnim Meshuras Hadin. So Ben Yoyada discusses a fascinating discussion. He says there was once a boy walking in the street, and his grandfather, Nebuch, was sitting on the street. You see this sometimes in Yerushalayim. Was sitting in the street, and nobody, and as a poor person, and it was a cold day, and the grandfather turns around to his grandson, what a sorry story, and says to him, can you please tell your father that I'm cold, and maybe he could see that he could send me a coat that I should put on in this very cold weather here as I sit on the street. The boy comes home and tells his father, you know, I just walked in the streets here of Yerushalayim, and I saw my grandfather, your father, sitting on the street, freezing cold, asking for a coat. What can we do for him? So he tells his son, you know, upstairs in the attic, I have an old coat. Go up to the attic and take that old coat and bring it to your grandfather. He goes upstairs, and he goes upstairs,
And it takes him quite a while until he comes down. The father is wondering, what's taking so long? He goes upstairs and he sees his son with a scissor cutting that coat that he told him to bring down into two. And he asks him, what are you doing? So he says, I'm cutting the coat into two. Because he says, I recognize that there's going to be a day that you're going to be sitting on the streets of Yerushalayim cold. And you're going to need a coat. So I'm already cutting that coat into two, so that I should have half of that coat available to give you when you will be cold. Yes, the halacha is avidasai kedemis lavedus aviv lavedus rabbi. But there's a fnimishur sadin. And if we act with fnimishur sadin, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with us with fnimishur sadin. And not only will HaKadosh Baruch Hu act with us with fnimishur sadin, our own children and our own will also act with us better than we. If we act nice to our parents, our children will act nicely to us, and we will have nachas.